Hard melt him in moder, hat mir skilde kaupa, fleog fagrar ora, fara brot med vikingo.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode, and if you're new here, a big warm welcome to all of you. And I'm gonna go straight to the point here and dive into this week's crystal, which is a very popular and a staple crystal in many crystal lovers' collections, namely the lovely amethyst. In difference to the other crystals that I have talked about in the previous episodes in this crystal mini-series, this one is more commonly used by people. Both practitioners of the craft as well as non-practitioners use and love amethyst in one way or another. And I'm gonna begin as usual with reading from a book or two on amethyst, and then gonna go on and talk about my own thoughts and experiences. And this time I'm gonna read from a different book than in the other episodes, namely The Book of Crystal Spells from Amber Grant. I believe I've read a little bit in that before in my first crystal episode, and it's fun to change it up sometimes. Amethyst has the following properties according to Amber: spirituality, transitions, transformation, comfort, self-reflection, stress, anxiety relief, ease of emotional disorders, relaxation, calming, meditation, sleep, dreams. And a cluster of amethyst is good for psychic or magical work in a group. Amethyst promotes sobriety, helps break addictions, curbs passion, encourages spiritual awakening and peace, aids sleep, transformation and meditation, calms, balances and clears aura, increases psychic ability, trigonal, Jupiter and Neptune, and the water element. Alright, book done! That was fast and easy. And now my own thoughts of this purple beauty. And I can definitely say that all my thoughts are quite similar to Amber's. I have to say though that amethyst has never been a crystal that I have been that drawn to myself really. It just never really appealed to me in any way. But so many people, crystal lovers and spiritual sages, have constantly raved over this crystal and have said over the years how good amethyst is for supporting and boosting psychic abilities and that it's the best crystal for that and such. But I guess I've never been drawn to it myself because of that very same reason. Because I have never really been in need of that kind of psychic support boosting vibe that amethyst offers, since my psychicness really is very naturally developed already and always has been a part of me. And that's why I never felt drawn to amethyst, I would assume. But it has sort of grown a little on me in the last year or so, because it's good for some completely other reasons for me instead. But as for the psychic abilities boosting effects, amethyst has got those very mild powers to it, and it's quite effective and noticeable for those people who haven't really cultivated those abilities quite yet. But those boosting effects of the amethyst is not really noticeable for people who are more developed psychically. But it's however great for the person who wants to discover and explore their abilities in a gentle and mild way. And it's good for those who is not very experienced in that department, so it's very beginner friendly in that way. If you are a practitioner of the craft like me, amethyst is great as a magic enhancer though, and it just helps with whatever you're doing. It amplifies the energies you're working with, as well as it adds stability to your work. It also protects your workspace so that you won't have any other kinds of energies around that could pollute and mess up your work. It also got cleansing properties to it as well, so should something be off energy-wise, it gets rid of that quite well too. So I see amethyst as kind of a filter. Furthermore, I would say that amethyst is a very calming and soothing crystal for me, and it's like a warm, cozy, loving, comforting hug. I describe amethyst like a loving mother, frankly, taking care of you when you need it. And for me, it's actually freaking sedating too. I always feel super sleepy when I'm around it, which is why it has been growing on me this year. Because it's helped me to calm down before bed so that I could fall asleep and not lay awake for hours. Now, Amber claims that it's good for meditation in her book. And for myself, I could never use this in meditation because I'd just fall right asleep. But for other people, it might be an amazing crystal to use in meditation, especially for those who are new to that and need some help to wind down and at the same time boost their psychicness meanwhile. So it's very practical in that way. Amethyst is in general very mild in its energy, and because of that, it's great to put one of those in the kids' room, for example, if your kid has trouble to wind down before bed. And because of that mildness of the amethyst, it is a very kid-friendly crystal in general. Because kids are mostly a hell of a lot more sensitive to energies than we adults are. And I'm gonna talk about that more in depth in another episode, actually, I think. But anyhow, if your kids are older and if they themselves express an interest in crystals and wants one, amethyst is a great first crystal for them, I'd say. But let them choose themselves and see what they're drawn to and go with that. Because what they are drawn to is most likely what they need for the moment. Amethyst is also a very comforting, gentle, yet powerful healing crystal, in my opinion. And it can be very helpful when dealing with, for example, depression, PMS, PMDS, grief, and anxiety. I want you to remember, though, that if you're suffering from any psychological disorders, crystals are not the cure. You need to see a professional. However, crystals can, of course, be beneficial as a supportive tool to use in conjunction with treatment, and amethyst would make a great option for that, actually. But of course, that is also depending on what kind of psychological disorder that you're suffering from. Now, let's round this up and do a little summary of my opinions and also go through my associations in terms of element, energy, deities, powers, runes, herbs, and trees. Element water, energy mild yet powerful and motherly, deities Brigid, Eir, Caridwen, and Kuan Yin. Powers, lovingly healing, boosting of psychic abilities, magic enhancing, protection and cleansing. Runes, Wunyo, Algis, and Yera. Herbs, rose, lavender, palo santo, chamomile, and eucalyptus. Trees, elm, birch, willow, and oak. And in Swedish, amethyst is called amethyst. Pretty similar sounding, eh? And it's spelled A-M-E-T-I-S-T. Amethyst. And now, my people, the time has come to wrap this episode up, and I hope all of you will have a wonderful Samhain on Sunday. It's my personal favorite holiday. It's so sacred to me for so many reasons. I love it. So thank you all for listening, and until next time, ha det gott!
God melt him in moder, hat mir skilde.